兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我今天打算用一下 iPad.
I'm starting to use iPad today.
我发现我是一个很传统的人。
I'm a traditional person.
那很多弟兄姊妹都是用手机来读圣经啊。
A lot of brothers and sisters are using their cell phone to read Bible.
我还是比较习惯说手里拿一本圣经来读。
I'm still used to holding a Bible in the hand.
那同样每次这个讲信息的时候我都习惯说把讲章打出来。
And I'm also used to printing out my, my outline.
那这一次我试着用 tablet 来讲。
So this time I will try to use my iPad.
那如果我在讲的过程中有这个卡顿或者说不知道讲到哪儿的话。
So if I get interrupted in the middle of my sermon.
对，大家相信这是技术问题。
So it's the technical issues.
不是人的问题。
Not my problem.
那我今天要跟弟兄姊妹继续交通彼得前书第一章的后面几节。
So I want to continue to share the book of 1 Peter.
那题目是刚刚派这个弟兄所讲的彼此切实相爱。
So the topic is about love one another deeply.
那我请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到彼得前书第一章。
Please turn to book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
22节到25节。
Verse 22 to 25.
彼得前书第一章22节到25节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22 to 25.
翻到了我们大家一起来念哈。
And let's read it together.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心以致爱弟兄没有虚假就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again not of perishable seed but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草它的美容都像草上的花草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
我们再有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在要把一切的感谢和赞美都归给你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to give you praise and thanks.
主啊我们谢谢你你再次在伯饼聚会当中借着饼和杯告诉我们你向我们的爱永不改变。
And thank you for telling us how great is your love and how unchangeable is your love through the Lord's table.
你也让我们这每一个属你的儿女能够常常品尝你自己的大爱。
And all the children of yours can taste your love.
主啊你更愿意你自己的家里充满你自己的爱。
And may your home filled with your love.
当我们一起来交通思想这段经文的时候实在求主来帮助我们
As we are fellowshipping on your word on this passage please fellowship with us
主啊你知道讲的人是何等的有限和软弱
You know how limited and weak is the person who speak
求你亲自来刚强他
And may you strengthen him
主啊你要给我们众弟兄姊妹一个能听的耳一个受教的心
And give the hearing heart and listening ears to all the brothers and sisters
可以让我们在你的话中一起的造就的帮助。
So that we can all build up in your word.
我们仰望你，求主听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We look upon you, and in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 那彼得前书第一章的后半部分，我在年初的时候曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过。
So in the beginning of the year, I share about the first book of Peter.
我相信大家都不记得。
And I hope you remember.
所以在进入今天的正文之前，我先有一点点。简短的回顾。
So I want to review a little bit before I started this topic.
那彼得在写彼得前书的时候，他的目的是记在彼得前书的第五章的十二节。
So as Peter wrote First Peter this book, it was recorded in chapter 5.
那彼得是说，我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩。你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
So in chapter 5, verse 12, it says, with the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it.
所以彼得写这封书信的目的是安慰劝勉当时分散四处的弟兄姊妹。
So the goal of Peter writing this book is to comfort the brothers and sisters who are scattered around.
因为当时的弟兄姊妹正在罗马帝国统治之下大遭逼迫。
Because brothers and sisters were under persecution of the Roman Empire.
落在百般各样的试炼当中。
And they were in tons of trials.
那彼得要如何安慰这些在难处当中的弟兄姊妹呢
？So how did Peter comfort all these brothers and sisters scattered around？
是不是让弟兄姊妹在一起迫切的祷告，为执政掌权的，甚至求神推翻这个统治
？So is it that to get together to pray to overrule this authority？
还是让弟兄姊妹一起迫切的来祷告，求神赐给我们聪明智慧，知道哪里没有逼迫，我们就躲到哪里去？
Or are they gathering to pray together and seek for a place without persecution?
彼得都没有做这些事情。
But Peter did not do any of these.
这可能是我们常常面对难处的时候我们的第一反应。
So maybe this is the first reaction to all of us.
那我们试图安慰弟兄姊妹的时候也是我们常常盼望说求神把你带到一个没有难处的地方。
And as we comfort other brothers and sisters, we always also pray, may the Lord bring you out of, deliver you out of trials.
那彼得的做法恰恰相反。
But Peter do the opposite.
他是在开始的时候就把弟兄姊妹带到神的面前，带到神的座位面前。
Peter brought brothers and sisters to the to be in front of the Lord.
那第一节、第二节告诉我们说，在父、子、圣灵共同的工作之下，我们成为被神所拣选。
So in the first and second verse in chapter 1, it mentioned that they are being chosen.
因为我们成为被神拣选的人，所以我们在神的大怜悯当中，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，赐给我们一个活泼的盼望。
And because we are chosen, and as the Lord resurrected, we have a new hope.
不仅我们有这个活泼的盼望，还在天上为我们存留了基业。
Not only we have this living hope, we also have inheritance saved for us in heaven.
而且彼得还特别强调说，这个基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残。
And Peter emphasized to us that this inheritance in heaven is imperishable.
这是第一章第三节、第四节所告诉我。
And this is told to us in chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
那第五节又强调说，不仅这个基业神为我们存留，就是我们这个人也要蒙神的能力所保守。
And the verse 5, it also tells us that we are also shielded by God's power.
神要确保我们能够得着他为我们所预备的那个末世要显现的这个救恩。
God wants to make sure that we are going to receive the salvation that he has prepared for us.
换句话说，神一面在天上为我们存留了基业。
So on the other word, it says, it means that God has prepared inheritance for us in heaven.
一面在地上保守我们不失脚。
And on the other hand, God shielded us so that we don't fall.
是我们能够得着他为我们所预备的这个全备的救恩。
So that we can receive this salvation he had prepared for us.
弟兄姊妹看见了吗？这是双向的保证。
So do you see this double guarantee?
那神都这么应许了，我们还有什么可担心的呢
？So as the Lord has promised us, why should we be afraid?
尽管我们常常是小信的人，甚至是失信的人。
Even though we have this little faith or lack of faith,
但我们所信的神他是信实。
But our Lord is faithful.
圣经说在他没有转动的影儿。
And the Bible said that there is no moving shadow in him.
他怎么说事情就要怎么成就。
The work will be done according to his word.
尽管弟兄姊妹是落在极难的环境当中，落在百般的试炼的里面。
No matter how trouble that brothers and sisters has fallen into.
四面看不见神，甚至都感觉不到神的同在。
Cannot see the Lord surrounding him, or cannot feel the Lord's existence.
但是我们却可以因着相信神一切的应许，我们里面有那种说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
But because of the faith, holding on to God's promise, we have this joyful heart.
这是第七节到第九节所告诉我们。
And this is told to us in verse 7 and 9, 7 to 9.
那为了坚固弟兄姊妹的信心。
And to secure the faith of brothers and sisters.
在十到十二节，彼得再次强调，他所说的这一切已经被天使、先知、传福音的都详细的查看过、考证过。
Verse 10 to 12, it told us that all this has been testified by the heaven spirit.
这是一到十二节，彼得要我们看见神为我们所成就的。
And this is told to us from verse 1 to 12.
那十三节是以一个所以作为开始。
And verse 13 is another beginning.
那所以是个连接词，承接上面一到十二节。
So it used therefore as the connecting word between the chapter.
所以这个所以就将彼得前书分成两大段。
So this therefore separated the two paragraphs.
一到十二节是第一段。
Verse 1 to 12 is the first paragraph.
重在神的工作。
Emphasize the work of God.
从一章十三节一直到彼得前书的结束。
From the 13th to the end of the first chapter,
都是第二大段。
And it's the second paragraph.
用一句话说，可以讲说，告诉基督徒在这个地上当如何行事为人。
And to summarize it is to tell us how to behave on the earth as a Christian.
或者说重点强调在我们圣徒的责任在地上当如何行。
Or to emphasize as a Christian, what is the responsibility as a Christian on earth?
这是整个彼得前书的架构。
And this is the structure of the first Peter.
那从十三节到二十五节
,13 to 25,
可以用四个命令来概括。
We can use four orders.
那第一个命令是十三节。
The first order is in verse 13.
讲到我们要专心盼望。
And it mentioned about that we need to
live in hope.
Concentrate on your hope.
我们的心思很重要。
Our heart is important.
一切的开始都起源于我们的心思。
Our heart and mind, everything started from our mind.
所以这里面讲到我们的心思要被约束，要谨慎自守，要专心盼望。
So it talked about that prepare your mind for action and be self-controlled.
那第二个命令是从十四节到十六节。
And the second order is from verse 14.
讲到我们要圣洁生活 ,live in holiness.
And it mentioned that we have to live in holy.
那不仅我们的心思要被约束，我们的日常生活也要圣洁。
And so not only our mind has to have self-control, our living, our daily living has to be holy.
因为我们所信的神是圣洁。
Because the Lord that we believe in is holy.
所以讲到我们不要被罪所玷污，要常常求神的宝血来洁净我们。
And therefore we cannot be defiled by evil, and we ask God to cleanse us.
那第三个命令讲到要敬畏度日。
And the third one is to be reverence fear.
那是从十七节到二十一节。
And it's from verse 17 to 21.
之前讲到的专心盼望是讲说我们向着神对神的态度。
The first one that we mentioned about is to seek the Lord diligently.
讲到过圣洁的生活是向着我们自己。
And to live in holy is about ourselves.
那这里面说，请存敬畏的心度在世寄居的日子，讲到是说我们对世界的态度。
And to have this reverence fear to live in a way is the attitude that we should have living in the earth.
我们不要被这个世界所缠累，要活一个寄居、一个分别的生活。
We should not be bounded by the earth.
那最后一个命令就是在二十二节到二十五节。
And the last order is on verse 22.
讲到要切实相爱。
To love sincerely.
那这里的重点是要在教会的生活里面，我们要弟兄姊妹当中要彼此切实相爱。
And the emphasis is in the church life that brothers and sisters need to love one another deeply.
那这是我上次讲的信息。
And this is the message I shared last time.
那讲到最后的一个命令，因为当时时间的关系，我只是略略的提了一下。
And to the fourth order, the last one, I only briefly mentioned it last time.
那之后就有弟兄来跟我建议。
And a brother came and to recommend to me.
说你讲的内容太多了。
That you have too much content.
其实可以试着一次只讲一个或两个命令，然后把它讲得清楚，把它讲得明白。
Try to emphasize on one of the order and to make it clear and detailed.
说我当时就心里面有个想法，说好，下一次如果我再有机会，我就只讲最后这个命令。
So last time I was thinking that if I had another chance, I'm going to share this last order in detail.
所以说彼此切实相爱这个题目在我心里已经有一段时间了。
So therefore, this love one another deeply, this topic has been in my heart for a while.
可是当机会真的来的时候，当我认真预备的时候，我就开始挣扎，开始纠结。
But when this chance come for me to start preparing, I was struggling.
我希望我能够换一个题目与弟兄姊妹交通。
I wanted to change my topic.
特别是教会最近发生一些事情，我心里面有好多的话。
And especially what happened recently in church that I have so many words.
所以我想我要不要交通一点别的。
That whether I should fellowship on something else.
但是一直又不知道从哪说起。
But I don't know where to start.
所以可以说这是我最纠结的一次讲台。
So this is the most struggling time for me this time.
我一直不确定说我要与弟兄姊妹交通什么。
I still don't, I didn't know what to share.
那我为什么这么纠结？
And why am I struggling?
因为我越思想越预备的时候，我就越发现其实我是一个不懂爱也不明没有爱的人。
Because as I'm preparing this fellowship, I find out that I don't know love and I am not a loving person.
不仅神的话让我看见我是这样的人，就是最近所发生的事情也让我看见我是一个这样的人。
Not only the Lord's word is revealing this to me, but also what happened recently is revealing this to me. That I don't have love in my heart.
就这样一个人要在讲台上与弟兄姊妹一起交通，彼此切实相爱。
This type of person.
那我其实心里是挺心虚也挺惭愧的。
I feel ashamed of myself.
那直到上个周日的侍奉聚会。
Until last Sunday during the service meeting.
那陶伯伯说了一句话。
And Brother Chow said this.
那是我最终下定决心不再犹豫。
And that encouraged me to make up my mind to share about this.
陶博士说，在我们当中已经很久没有讲彼此相爱。
That Brother Chow reminded me that for a long while that we did not share about this topic.
在我们当中已经很久没有讲合一了。
And we did not share about unite.
在我们当中已经很久没有讲彼此相爱。
And we had not shared about love another, one another.
可能是因为这个道理太简单，弟兄姊妹都知道，所以不需要讲。
Maybe everyone think this is a simple topic, so we don't need to talk about it.
有可能是像我这个样子，感觉不愿意面对自己，也不愿意面对现实。
Or maybe it's just like me that I don't want to face myself and face the fact.
看看我们自己的光景，看看我们聚会的光景，我们就不想讲，也不敢讲。
And look at ourselves, look at what happened to church, that we don't want to talk about it.
可是我们要逃避到什么时候？
But how much longer that we are going to delay on this?
是我预备的时候就跟神求说。
So as I prepared, I prayed to the Lord.
愿神今天能够怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us today.
让我们先从自己的身上看见我们在彼此相爱上有何等大的亏欠。
So that we can see what we are short of from our own self.
求神给我们每个人一个悔改的心。
May the Lord give every one of us a repentant heart.
救我们脱离这种不冷不热、贫穷可怜、瞎眼的光景。
Save us from this lukewarm condition and blind eyes.
更求神能够在我们当中做归回、重建、复兴的工作。
And may the Lord can rebuild for us.
那现在我们来看这四节经文。
And we see a lot of news.
很明显，这四段经文里面有一个中心，有一个重点。
So there is this core thought in these verses.
就在二十二节的后半部分。
In the second half of verse 22.
从心里彼此切实相爱。
Love one another deeply from the heart.
其他的几节经文都是围绕着这个中心。
And other verses are surrounding this core.
二十二节的前半部分讲到彼此切实相爱的一个原因或者是一个条件。
So the first half of the verse 22 gave us the conditions to love another.
顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。
Purify yourself by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers.
那二十三节说到彼此切实相爱的第二个原因或者是条件。
And verse 23 tells us the another conditions for what loving another.
我们都已经借着神活泼长存的道蒙了重生。
That we have perishable seed through the living and enduring word of God.
那二十四、二十五节都是在解释神活泼长存的道是什么，它有什么特点。
Verse 24 and 25 is explaining this enduring word.
它是不能坏的种子，是永存的，是不会枯干的，也不会凋谢。
So then it says that for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable.
告诉这道就是神所传给我们的福音。
That this word is the living and enduring word of God.
其实也就是从第一节到第十二节彼得所告诉我们。
So it's actually summarizing the verse 1 to 12.
所以这一小段经文可以用一个大家都非常熟悉的短语来概括。
So we can also summarize this.
一个中心，两个基本点。
So there is one core and two basic points.
我想我们当中很多的弟兄姊妹对这个短语应该非常非常的熟悉。
So we are pretty much familiar with these.
这曾经是考试的必考题，要求我们要把它记住的。
It was a required exam questions.
那我这里只是借用一下。
So I'm going to use this.
那这里面的中心就是彼此切实的相爱。
So the core is to love one another sincerely.
那一个基本点是讲说我们每个人都是已经蒙了这个借着神的道蒙了重生的人。
So every one of us is through the word of God.
那另外一个基本点讲到是说我们每一个人都是顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假的人。
So the second basic point is that we have purified ourselves by obeying the truth.
一个中心，两个基本点。
So one core and two basic points.
希望弟兄姊妹都能够记住。
May brothers and sisters remember these.
那我们先来看二十三节。
So in verse 23,
讲到说你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
我们每一个人都是借着神活泼长存的道成了重生的人。
So every one of us were born again through this living and enduring word of God.
这是我们每个人从得救的第一天就知道的道理。
This is something that we understood as the first day being saved.
是我们每个人都晓得。
And everyone desired this.
那为什么彼得还要在这里再次强调这最基本的道理？
So why is Peter re-emphasizing this basic point?
我想这里至少可以告诉我们三件事情。
So it's telling us three things.
第一个讲到说蒙了重生是彼此相爱的必然条件。
So this is the first point is that after you are saved you are going to love one another. It has to happen.
换一句话说讲说一个没有重生得救的人他是根本不可能做到彼此相爱。
In another word, if you are not born again, then you will not be able to love one another deeply.
尽管世人都希望这个世界充满爱。
Even though everyone wants the world full of love.
不同的宗教都在强调爱。
Any religion emphasizes love.
但是你会发现说事实恰恰相反。
But you will see the fact is different.
是越来越多的人不但没有感受到爱，而且感受到孤单。
More and more people do not feel love, but lonely only.
那福布斯杂志有一篇文章哈。
So there is this film.
那文章是说，研究显示，尽管现代人因着各种各样的 social media 可以认识并拥有比以往超过任何一个时候都多得多的朋友。
So according to the research with the social media, everyone has more friends than before.
那很多人会在这个 Facebook 上也好啊，在 Twitter 上也好，有很多很多的朋友，有很多很多的 follower.
People make a lot of friends through Facebook and Twitter.
但是人并没有因着这么多的朋友感受到爱。
But men did not feel more love from having so more friends.
反倒更多的人感受到的是孤单。
But more people feel lonely.
特别是那些在三十五岁以下，在 social media 上拥有很多很多 connection 的人，他们的感觉孤单的比例是最高的。
Especially for those under 30 years old with a lot of friends through the social media, and they are the group that feel lonely the most.
我们人人都渴望爱，人人都渴望被爱。
Everyone desire love and to be loved.
可是事实上我们是越来越多的人得不到爱。
But the fact is that we do not get enough.
我想这个结论其实对我们每一个基督徒来讲并不意外。
I think this conclusion is not surprising to Christians.
因为圣经很早就告诉我们说神就是爱。
Because the Bible told us that God is love.
他是爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
一个没有得救的人，一个没有与爱的源头有连接的人，他怎么可能去爱？
The one who is not a believer and not connected to this love origin cannot have love.
那它就像一个没有充电器的手机。
It's like a cell phone without charger.
那可能是可以工作一段时间，可以爱一段时间。
It might be able to work for a while, love for a while.
但它的爱注定没有办法持久。
But the love would never last.
那第二个实际上我们可以看到说，每个重生得救的人都是因着那个不能坏的种子。
And the second point that we can see that all these, everyone who were born again is through this imperishable seed.
这个活泼长存的道在我们每个人的里面。
The living and enduring word is in every one of us.
圣经里面说神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the Bible told us that the word of God is spirit.
那这个生命不是活的，是永远的，与地上的花草树木是截然不同的。
And this new life is living.
那讲到这个生命不会枯干，不会凋谢。
And it's unlike the grass and flowers in the earth that it will not wither or fall.
那今天这个生命在每一个我们这些重生得救的基督徒的心里面。
So this new life is reborn in everyone who believes.
所以对我们来讲，彼此相爱就不再是遥不可及或者是天方夜谭的一件事情。
So loving one another is not unreachable.
那我们每个人其实都是有爱的能力，也有爱的供应。
We have the power to love, and we have the provisions of love.
当神把这个生命赐给我们的时候，我们是可以彼此相爱。
When God gives us this power of love, we can love one another.
那我们当中有很多弟兄姊妹家都有养宠物哈。
So some brothers and sisters have pets at home.
有的人养狗，有的人养猫。
Some have dog or cat.
我们知道养狗的和养猫的有很大的一个区别。
We know the difference between dog and cat.
养狗的人每天都要必须做一件事情。
The one who raises a dog has to do something daily.
风雨无阻。
Unchangeable, no matter what type of weather.
那就是遛狗。
That is, you have to walk the dog.
如果乖一点的狗呢，一天遛一次。
If the dog behaves well, you can just walk one time a day.
不乖的狗可能一天要遛几次。
Some of the dog you have to walk a few times a day.
甚至我知道我们当中有个弟兄，他养的狗要半夜起来要遛狗。
I know one of the brother has to walk in the dog in the midnight.
那相比之下，养猫的人就很幸福啊。
So the one who had cat is easier.
我不能说没有，但是我从来没有看见有人出去遛猫。
I can't say not happening, but I haven't seen anyone walk a cat.
因为猫和狗是完全不同的生命。
Cat and dog are two different life.
所以可以说，有什么样的生命，就有什么样的行为出来。
So the type of life reflects from your behavior.
有什么样的生命，就决定我们可以活出什么样的生活。
So having what type of life will reflect your in your deed.
那今天神的生命，这个爱的生命是在我们每个人的里面。
So the loving life is in us.
所以从生命的本质来讲，我们每个人是可以活出彼此相爱的实际来。
The nature of our life can live out loving one another.
那可以让我们看见第三点是讲的说，我们每个重生得救的人都是由于那同一粒不能坏的种子说。
And the third point that we see that whoever that is born again, we came out from the same seed, which is imperishable.
我们所拥有的都是同一个生命。
We receive the same life.
所以我们都是神的儿女。
So we are all children of God.
我们在神的家中彼此成为弟兄姊妹。
And in God's home, we can call each other brothers and sisters.
我们称神是我们天上的阿爸父。
And we call God as our heavenly Father.
我们有同一位父亲。
We have the same Father.
那我们常常讲说血浓于水。
And we always said the blood mixed in the water.
这句话常常用来描述说地上血缘亲戚之间的关系。
It describes how blood relationship between relatives.
我想说，在神家里面，我们彼此弟兄姊妹的关系要远远超过地上血缘的关系。
So in the church, brothers and sisters, we have to surpass the nature flesh blood relationship.
所以从这一点上来讲，我们可以讲说是水浓于血。
So in this point, we can say that our blood all melt in water.
这个水当然是讲说我们从神那里所得的生命。
And this water is the life we receive from God.
为什么我们可以这么说呢
？Why I can say this?
因为地上说肉身的关系都是暂时。
Because every relationship in flesh is only temporary.
我们弟兄姊妹之间的关系，属天的关系是存到永远。
But our brothers and sisters in spirit will last forever.
那老约翰在约翰一书第五章第一节里面讲到。
And in the book of First John, chapter 1 verse 5.
第五章第一节。
Oh, chapter 5 verse 1.
凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神生的凡爱生他之神的也必爱从神生
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well
我们每个人都是从神生
Every one of us were born from God
我们每个人都爱生我们的神
And every one of us love our Heavenly Father
当然我们也爱生也爱那些从神生的弟兄姊妹。
And therefore we love other child from God.
所以这个属天的生命之间的关系促使我们应该彼此切实的相爱。
So this heavenly life encourage us to love one another.
那有一位得救几年的姐妹曾经有这样的分享。
So there is a sister who shared with me. She was saved for a few years.
她说直到今天我还清楚地记得三年前春天的那一个星期日。
She said, till today, I still remember 3 years ago in a springtime on a Sunday.
一位基督徒朋友把我带到了教会。
A Christian brought me to church.
进了教会的门之后，就不断有人过来握手打招呼。
After I entered through the church door, a lot of friends come to shake hands with me.
那门口还有负责招待的姐妹微笑着把圣经和诗歌本递给我。
And there was a sister at the door, handing me the hymn book and Bible with smile.
讲到的时候，又有旁边的姐妹帮我找到相关的经文。
During the preaching, another sister will flip the Bible to find the verses for me.
聚会结束之后，大家又在一起互相交流。
At the end of after the gathering, we have fellowship.
从这个温馨的日子开始。每逢星期日，我都会穿戴整齐地来到教会参加聚会。
Starting from that warm Sunday, I came to church every Sunday.
我很快就融入了教会，在主日崇拜之外，我还参加了查经班。
I feel very comfortable in church, and I joined the Bible study group.
当困扰我的基本信仰问题得到解决之后，我很自然地受了洗，开始了教会的生活。
As the questions that bother me regarding to belief had solved, I happily joined the gathering.
不久之后，我却慢慢发现教会并不如受洗之前想象的那么完美。
Gradually, I started to realize that church is imperfect.
有很多的问题和内部的矛盾，教会的光环在我眼中逐渐消失。
There are a lot of internal conflict. And so this perfect thought about church starting to disappear.
那有几位在教会慕道很久的朋友告诉我说，他们早就发现问题。
Some other brothers and sisters who are still in the seeking believers, they told me that they had seen this for a long time ago.
所以他们不愿意受洗成为基督徒。
And therefore they did not want to be baptized as Christian.
那我澄清一下，这是我在网上看到的一篇文章。
So let me emphasize that this is what I saw online.
这个姐妹不是我们当中聚会的一位，大家不要对号入座。
The sister is not one of ours.
我之所以把这个这篇文章读给大家听，是我是感觉说我们可能每个人都有同样的经历，同样的感受。
But I want to share about this passage because every one of us might have the same feeling.
那上周主日的时候，周刚弟兄提醒我们说，教会是永生神的家。
So last Sunday, our brother Joe had shared with us that church is the eternal God's home.
我们当然知道说家应该是一个充满爱的地方。
So we know that home should be filled of love.
那家中的每个人也都应该彼此相爱。
And the members in the home should love one another.
我想道理上我们都懂，我们可能也都试图去爱过。
I think we all know this theory, and we try to love one another.
甚至还曾经非常努力地去试过彼此相爱。
And we even work hard to try to love one another.
那结果却发现说，我们越努力越是爱不起来。
But at the end, we find out that the harder we try, the more difficult to love.
我们参与教会各项的服事越多，受到的伤害或者说彼此伤害就越多。
So the more we start to serve in church, the more harm we did to ourselves.
尽管很多的场合我们可能一起站立，我们可能一起朗诵说爱是恒久忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Even though we always memorize this verse that love lasts forever.
甚至我们也常常说看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
And we also said, behold, brothers and sisters dwelling together is so beautiful.
但是实际上我们心里面的爱早都已经枯干了。
But actually our love in our heart wither.
我不敢说这是我们每个人里面的光景，但这至少是我的光景。
I cannot say that this is the condition for every brothers and sisters, but it happened to me.
于是我就干脆选择放弃。
So then I choose to give up.
我承认即使是一家人，家庭成员之间也会有矛盾，也会有冲突。
So I agree that we are a member of the home, and we conflicts did happen to brothers and sisters.
所以那些性格与我相近、兴趣与志趣与我相投的弟兄姊妹，我就愿意接近，我就愿意去爱。
So the one that has similar personality to me, that I'm willing to get closer together.
那些个性与我不合、意见与我相反的弟兄姊妹，我就敬而远之。
So the one that is not too close personality to me or have different opinion with me, I try to avoid them.
爱得来的我就去爱，爱不来的我就不爱。
So the one I can love, I'll try to love. The one I cannot love, I'll avoid them.
我还记得好多年前在我们吃饭的地方，在饭厅。
So many years ago in our dining hall.
我曾经对一位姐妹讲说，我生命的光景就只能爱那些我认为可爱。
And I told a sister that, and according to my condition, I can only love the one that I can love.
转眼这么多年过去了，我还是这个样子。
So many years pass, I think I'm still in the same stage.
像圣经所说的，原味尚存，香气未变。
So just like the Bible said that we are still ourselves.
生命上没有什么长进。
And we did not grow in our life.
就像他们所讲的那个，万事万物都在改变，只有耶稣和我不改变。
And it's like another hymn that everything is changing, only Jesus and I did not change.
我想问问大家，到底问题出在哪里
？So what is the problem?
明明神已经把彼此相爱所需要的能力、所需要的生命都已经赐给了我们。
It's clear that God has given us the power to love.
明明我们每一个人都是已经与爱的源头连接上。
And it's clear that we are all connected to this love origin.
为什么我们想爱弟兄姊妹却爱不起来？
So why can't we love brothers and sisters?
为什么我们想去爱的时候常常却是彼此伤害？
And why we try to love but instead we start hurting each other?
我想答案可能是在今天我们所读的第二个基本点。
So then I want to emphasize the second point.
我们来看二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers.
这里的上半部分讲的是说，因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。
So the first half of this verse, it says, you have purified yourself by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers.
那我请弟兄姊妹特别注意这里面的两个动词。
So I want to emphasize the two verbs in this sentence.
一个是顺从，一个是洁净。
One is obey and the other one is purify.
所以这里告诉我们，真理不只是让我们明白，更是让我们顺从。
So then it emphasized to us that truth is not just to be understand but also obey.
当我们愿意顺从的时候，神的话就在我们的心里开始洁净我们，开始改变我们。
If you are willing to obey the truth, then the God's word is going to start working in us and purify us.
可惜很多的时候，我们对真理只是停留在认知的阶段。
But a lot of time we stop knowing the truth as a knowledge.
我们所做的就是想一想，说一说，在聚会当中与弟兄姊妹简单的交通一下。
What we do is only think about it, talk about it, and fellowship about it.
我们没有在生活当中认认真真的去操练神的话。
We did not train ourselves in God's word.
没有认真的去实行，更没有让神的话常常来光照我。
We did not sincerely to obey and allow God to enlighten us.
我们里面没有改变，外面当然行为上做不到爱弟兄没有虚假。
There was no change inside us, and therefore we cannot act out loving one another.
所以可见我们要彼此相爱，我们不仅仅仅是重生得救是不够的。
So loving one another not only depend on reborn.
我们还要追求生命上的长进。
We have to pursue the growth in life.
我们不仅要读神的话，明白神的话。
Not only we have to read God's word.
我们还要在每天的生活里面来操练神的话。
But we also have to train ourselves in life.
那彼此相爱不仅是在情感上的一个发表。
So loving one another is not only in emotion.
可以说它是在意志上的一个抉择。
But it's a choice in your life.
那彼此切实相爱当中的切实这个词在原文里面是用到极限的意思。用到极限。
So sincere is the ultimate word used in the Bible.
这个词常常用到比赛当中。
Sincere is used in the word as a competition.
那它的意思就是你将全身调整到最佳状态，把肌肉所有的力量都发挥出来。
And that means that put yourself to the best and explore yourself to the best.
那我举一个例子哈。
And I'll give you an example.
那我们当中可能有些弟兄是喜欢打网球，或者是喜欢打高尔夫球。
Some brother among us love tennis or golf.
那你的每一次发球。你的每一次挥杆击球
，Every time you serve the ball，
都是叫切实一击。
That is a strike。
都是你调整了又调整，你把全身都调整到最佳的状态所击的一次球。
You adjust the whole body and put all your force into it to strike the ball。
为了把每一杆球，为了把每一个发球做得好，要花很多很多的时间去练习。
And you practice on serving the ball.
所以切实的意思就是竭尽所能做到我们的最好。
So sincere is the way that you practice and practice to do the best.
那这里的爱也是讲到说 agape 是神的爱，或者是像神一样的爱。
And the love mentioned here is like the God love.
所以彼此切实相爱这句话放在一起的意思就是竭尽我们的所能，拿出我们的最好。用神一样的爱去彼此相爱。
So sincere love represents that we have to purify ourselves and do our best and take out all our energy to love.
想一想，我们能做到吗
？Did we do it?
我们肯定做不到，对不对
？I don't think we did it.
那神为什么还要求我们去做呢
？So why is God asking us to do it?
那为什么彼得在这里面特别的强调说要彼此切实的相爱
？So why Peter emphasized here that we have to love one another?
我想至少应该有两个原因呢。
I think there are two reasons.
第一个原因是讲到说彼此切实相爱是我们生命长进的一个途径。
First is because loving one another deeply is a passage to our life growth.
只有我们真正遵循主耶稣的教导过生活的时候，我们才能够看见自己真实属灵的光景。
Only when we truly obey the truth and purify ourselves, then we can see our condition.
只有我们真正按着主的话去彼此相爱的时候，我们才会发现，原来我们是一个何等不懂得爱的人。
Only when we try to follow God's word to love one another, then we realize that we don't know love.
我们的爱是何等的有限。
Our love is limited.
不仅有限，而且还有各种各样的掺杂。
Not only limited, but also unpurified.
我们很多的时候去爱弟兄姊妹的时候，其实是为了我们自己的益处。
Sometimes we love brothers and sisters because of our own benefit.
那也只有当我们在教会当中参与服事的时候，看见我们常常彼此伤害的真实光景。
So only when we start serving, then we see our condition.
我们才能够体会到耶稣是何等爱我们这样软弱不配的人。
Then we realize how much love Jesus has loved us, those weakness people.
才可能在圣灵的光照之下看见我们自己的问题和毛病。
And under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, then we can see our own conditions.
以至于我们可以在神面前认罪悔改，求神来帮助我们。
So that we can repent before the Lord and reborn.
我想大家都知道，现在我们周五晚上的查经聚会有一点点的调整。
I think everyone knows that our Friday Bible study has some adjustment.
那暑假期间是查经班的弟兄姊妹和在教会的弟兄姊妹是聚在一起。
So the Bible study group and our church group are going to combine.
所以为此，每个周三原来这个预查也请教会在教会聚会的弟兄姊妹参加。
So we also ask brothers and sisters to join.
那过去的周三晚上是我们第一次一起预查。
So the last Wednesday was our pre-Bible study.
那我们在预查的时候有一点交通，有一点提问。
And in our pre-Bible study, we have questions.
那每个参加的弟兄姊妹分享一下自己的感受。
And each one of us can share.
那周三晚上有位弟兄也分享了他的看法。
So last Wednesday, there was a brother who shared.
那他的看法与我的想法有一点点不同。
He has this point of view which is different from mine.
于是我就追问不停了。
So I questioned him.
我估计说参加预查的弟兄姊妹都记得。
So I think all the brothers and sisters who attended remember.
被我追问的弟兄很大度。
The one who were questioned by me is great.
就讲到说碰到了一个死缠烂打的人。
And he met a person who won't stop asking.
那预查结束之后，我心里特别难过。
And after that gathering, I felt bad.
好像圣灵在我里面责备我说你在做什么？
And it's like Holy Spirit rebuked me. What did you do?
这是第一次和在教会聚会的弟兄姊妹在一起预查。
This was the first time that brothers and sisters had a pre-Bible study.
你在做什么？
What did you do?
我发现我里面有一个争竞的灵。
I felt that I have this reverent fear.
需要被主对付，需要被主破碎。
That it needs to be broken by God.
那有一次，戴德生为一批新的传教士送行。
So there was this missionary that we had a farewell to a missionary.
那一个年轻人就问戴德生啊。
And a young person asked.
他说：“你在如此贫穷落后的地方侍奉了一生，可以将你经历当中最重要的经验分享给我们。”
Are you able to share with us your most important experience as you serve in this poor country?
那戴德生就注视了这个年轻人很久，一句话都没有说。
But Brother Dai did not say anything.
那忽然他用力往桌子上一拍，水杯里面的水就溅了出来。
And then he uses force to bang on the desk, and the water fell from the cup.
那位年轻人非常紧张，以为他问错了什么问题。
And the young person felt very nervous, thinking that he asked the wrong question.
那哈森·泰勒回答是说，当受到冲击的时候，你里面装的是什么，溅出来的就是什么。
And Hudson Taylor replied, whatever is contained in you, when you are encountering difficulties, it will flow out from you.
那教会当现在发生了一些事情啊，对我们很多弟兄姊妹来讲，可能是我们自从得救以后从来没有遇到过的事情。
So something happened to church recently that a lot of brothers and sisters never encountered.
我们每个人都在当中受到了很大的冲击。
We encounter great turbulence.
那我想请大家想一想。
And please believe.
我们溅出来的是什么？
What flow out from us?
当这个冲击到我们每个人的时候，我们所溅出来的是什么？
When we are encountering difficulties, what had spit out from us.
是继续彼此论断、彼此指责、彼此伤害呢？
Is it continue to criticize and continue to hurt one another?
还是来到神的面前认罪悔改？
Or come before the Lord and repent.
求神赦免我们，求神帮助我们，可以学习彼此相爱。
May the Lord help us so that we can continue to learn this topic to love one another.
可以学习彼此洗脚。
And to learn how to wash one other's feet.
我想主耶稣给门徒洗脚的事情大家都很熟悉，记载在约翰福音十三章。
I'm sure everybody remember the story that Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
当众人还在那里争论谁为大的时候，主耶稣就一声不响的起来。
When everyone is discussing, Jesus stand up.
一个一个替门徒洗脚。
And he washed disciples' feet one by one.
当门徒还在那里争论是最大的应该起来给人洗脚呢，还是最小的应该起来给人洗脚的时候，主耶稣已经起来。
When the disciples are still debating who is the oldest one and who should be washing for whose feet, Jesus stood up and started washing.
圣经说他脱了衣服，用手巾束上腰，给每个门徒洗脚。
Bible said that he took off his cloth and started washing the disciples' feet.
除了彼得，圣经上没有记载任何其他门徒的反应。
Except Peter's response, the Bible did not record any other disciples' response.
但是我们可以想一想这些门徒的反应。
But we can imagine other disciples' reaction.
或者是假设我们是当中的一位，我们会有什么样的感受？
Or pretend you are one of the disciples, what are you going to feel?
我想恐怕我们每个人都是想恨不得地上有一个洞我要钻进去。
And I think I will find a hole to hide myself.
可能原本门徒肚子里面还都是一肚子的争论。
Maybe the disciples are still full of debating at that time.
争论谁大谁小，争论谁对谁错。
And they're debating who is right and wrong and who is the elder and who is the less.
相信当主耶稣把他们的脚洗完以后，这一切通通的都没有。
But as Jesus washed every one of their feet, all this debate went away.
他们里面一切的争竞都被主洗掉。
All their questions were washed away.
甚至门徒里面还有很多的懊悔出来。
And there are repentance from disciples.
为什么我没有抢在主的面前给主洗脚？
Why we did not wash feet before Jesus started doing so?
为什么我没有起来给周围的弟兄姊妹洗脚？
Why we did not stand up and wash brothers and sisters' feet?
那天主把门徒的脚洗完，把衣服穿上，坐下来开始教训门徒。
As Jesus washed everyone's feet and put on his clothes and started teaching them.
约翰福音十三章十四到十五节。
Book of John chapter 13.
十四到十五节。
Verse 14 to 15.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚。你们也当彼此洗脚，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do so. I have done for you.
主所看重的当然不仅仅是洗脚而已。
Of course, Lord is not just paying attention to washing feet.
主是要门徒看见什么是彼此相爱。
Lord wants to teach us how to love one another.
彼此相爱不只是在嘴里讲一讲。
Loving one another is not from our word.
彼此相爱是要用实际的行动来把它表明出来。
One loving one another has to be taking action in our deed.
当门徒在争论的时候，主耶稣没有为此讲一篇道。
As the disciples were debating, Jesus did not give them a speech.
主耶稣是先把门徒的脚洗干净了，擦干净了，然后才开始教训他。
Jesus started to wash their feet first and dry their feet first before he speak to them.
当我们在饼杯薄饼聚会里面，我们称颂我们的主是万王之王、万主之主的时候，
As we are praising our Lord, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings,
我们知道他是最尊荣的，是最高贵。
We know that he is the most honorable one.
但这里面却让我们看见他脱了衣服，用手巾束腰。
But here we see that he took off his clothes and bind his clothes and start kneeling down.
这是一个奴仆的形象，是一个婢女的形象。
He is acting as a slave.
他存心谦卑，跪在门徒的面前洗他们的脚。
He humbled himself and kneeled before the feet of his disciples.
这里给我们看见什么叫爱。
And this is showing us how he teach us.
爱就是舍弃自己，就是拒绝自己。
Love is to deny yourself first.
爱就是愿意甘心愿意的把自己倒空。
Love is to be willing to empty yourself.
愿意卑微自己，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
That you are willing to give up yourself and to die on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们之所以不能彼此相爱，就是我们太自爱。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot love one another because we love ourselves too much.
我们爱自己爱得太多了。
We love ourselves too much.
就像这里面彼得不肯为雅各洗脚，雅各也不肯为彼得洗脚。
Just like Peter do not want to wash Jacob's feet and Jacob doesn't want to wash Peter's.
因为没有一个人肯放下自己，没有一个人肯倒空自己。
Because nobody want to empty out themselves.
我们每个人都是爱自己，我们每个人都是以自我为中心的人。
We are all ourselves, and we have ourselves as the center.
我们总是为自己寻求利益，总是为自己争这个地位。
We seek the benefit for ourselves.
总认为我们自己比别人强。
We always think we are stronger than others.
如果我们这个己不肯被破碎，不肯被主对付的话，
If we are not willing to break ourselves for the Lord,
我们是不可能有彼此相爱。
We will never be able to love one another.
那要想爱，必须把我们自己看成无有。
To be able to love, you have to see yourself as nothing.
让神的爱来充满我们，让我们可以消失在主耶稣的里面。
Allow God's love to fill us, and ourselves disappear.
忘了我们自己，才可以彼此谦卑的服侍。
And to forget ourselves so that we can serve humbly.
我想第二个原因应该是讲到彼此相爱，是因为教会是主在地上的见证。
And the second point is that to talk about loving one another as a testimony for the Lord.
洗完脚吃完晚餐之后，主耶稣又对门徒说，
After washing feet and after the meal, the Lord talked to his disciples.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
Book of John chapter 13.
三十四三十五节。
Verse 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
那彼此相爱是我们当中最重要的一件事情。
So love one another is very important.
今天在地上，人怎么能够认出我们是主的门徒呢？
On this earth, how can people see us as Christian?
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，如果我们能够彼此相爱，众人就能够认出我们是他的门徒。
Jesus told us here that if we can love one another, people will know that we are his disciples.
换句话说，今天我们在这个世界上，如果让人能够看出我们是主的门徒，如果让人能够知道我们当中有见证。
So in another word, if we want people to realize that we are a Christian and we have this testimony,
见证我们是属主的人，见证我们是跟随主的人，那这个见证所能带出这个见证来的就是彼此相爱。
And to be able to testify that we are Christian, we are following Jesus, and this will be the way that we can testify by being loving on one another.
而不是我们常常很追求、很看重的属灵的知识、属灵的道理。
But not the way that we thought as knowing the spiritual world more.
我们会祷告，我们会讲道。
The more we can talk or to preach or pray.
即使我们有了这一切，如果没有爱，保罗在哥林多前书十三章里面所讲，这就算不得什么。
Having all those skills and knowledge.But without love, then we are still not a good follower.
算不得是什么意思？
And what does that mean that we are nothing?
就是 nothing, 啥也不是。
So we are nothing.
那彼得哥林多前书十三章一到两节，第一节到第二节。
Corinthians, First Corinthians, 十三节。
十三章第一节第二节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书十三章第一节第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong.Or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
不是这些不好，而是这些没有办法让世人能够看出我们是属主的门徒。
Not because these things are not good, but these things would not allow people to see that we are Lord's disciples.
教会当中最要紧的一件事情就是彼此切实相爱。
The most important thing in church is to love one another.
如果我们当中缺少彼此相爱的心，缺少彼此相爱的实际，我们一切所说的、一切所做的都是虚空当中的虚空。
If we are lack of loving one another, whatever we did, whatever we do and say are empty.
那曾经在我们当中聚会的有家弟兄姊妹，他们后来离开我们。
So, there was a family who had left us.
去了另外一个教会聚会。
They went to another church.
他们在新去的教会当中分享。
And they shared.
那说在这里我们终于找到了家的感觉。在新的聚会的地方分享说我们找到了家的感觉。
And so in the new gathering church, they shared that we found our home.
那我请大家想一想哈，在我们的聚会当中，我们有家的感觉。
So let us think that why they did not see this as home.
如果今天有一个刚刚来到我们当中的人，他可以在我们当中找到家的感觉吗？
So if someone who is new here and found this as their home,
他能够感受到家的温暖。
And he can feel the warmth of home.
我想答案就不用说，我们都知道。
So we know the answer.
为什么会这个样子？
Why is it like this?
很多弟兄姊妹都知道Francis Chan 这个很有名的一个牧师。
We know Francis Chan as a famous preacher.
他写了一本非常著名的书叫 Crazy Love, 叫狂热的爱。Crazy Love.
Crazy love. Okay, he wrote a book that says Crazy Love.
那在这本书里面，他有一章哈，专门讲到说不冷不热的基督徒。
So one of the chapters mentioned about lukewarm Christians.
他列出了十五个不冷不热基督徒的特征。
So there are 15 characteristics for a lukewarm Christians.
那我这里只列了简单的列了五个。
So I point out 5 of them.
我读给大家听。
And I want to read to you.
第一个讲说不冷不热的基督徒把钱奉献给教会，但前提是不要影响他们的生活标准。
So as a lukewarm Christian, when they offer money to church, the first criteria is the money that offered will not affect their home finance.
不冷不热的基督徒听到别人为神做了了不起的事情的时候会很感动，但他们自己不会去做。
The lukewarm Christian will be touched from seeing other brothers and sisters who did well, but they will not do it themselves.
第三个是不冷不热的基督徒很少与他们的邻居、同事或朋友分享他们的信仰，因为他们不想被拒绝，也不想因为谈论私事像宗教一样让别人感觉到不舒服。
Third, for a lukewarm Christians, that they do not want to talk to neighbors or their co-workers about Christianity because they do not want to be criticized.
那第四个是讲说不冷不热的基督徒说他们爱耶稣，但耶稣却只是他们生活当中的一部分。
So the fourth point for a lukewarm Christians is that Christians, Jesus is only part of their life.
他们可以把自己一部分的时间、一部分的金钱奉献给耶稣，但是不允许耶稣掌管他们的全部。
They are willing to give some of their money and time to Jesus, but they do not want Jesus to be their ruler.
那不冷不热的基督徒会服侍上帝和周围的人，但至于服侍到什么程度，完全要凭自己的喜好。
So the lukewarm Christians, the fifth point is they are willing to serve God to a point that they like, but to a certain point that they might not want to continue.
这五个特征我每一个都符合。
So all these 5 characteristics, I fell in it.
我不知道大家你想想这五个特征你符不符合？你符合了几个
？I don't know if you also belong to these 5.
如果我们每个人都处在这样不冷不热的光景里面。
So if all of us are being lukewarm,
我们怎么可能期望我们的聚会会给别人带来温暖，像家一样
？So then, how can we have our gathering to bring warmth to others?
在启示录里面，主耶稣曾经对老底家教会讲
，So Jesus told the church.
那你记在启示录第三章16-19节。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 16.
说你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。16节。
So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
那19节讲到说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他们，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
我们每个人都要发热心，都要悔改。
Every one of us should be earnest and repent.
那教会不仅是永生神的家。
Church is not just the eternal God's home.
圣经也告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
The Bible also told us that church is the body of Christ.
这个身体是在爱中长大，是在爱中被建造起来。
And this body was growing in love and be built.
想一想，如果教会里面没有爱的话，教会和社会有什么区别？
So if there is no love in church, what is the difference between church and the outsiders?
如果我们在教会当中，我们没有彼此相爱的见证，我们怎么，尽管我们可以说很多高深的道理，但我们都没有办法把爱我们的神见证出来。
We can talk about a lot of high points, but we cannot reveal love. Then what is the difference?
曾经有一位在阿根廷服事的牧师。
So there was another pastor who served.
他分享他自己的经历。
And he shared his experience.
他说有一天他在家预备主日的信息。
So one day as he was preparing the Lord's message.
那题目也是彼此相爱。
And the topic is also about loving one another.
那当他准备好讲章以后，他感觉非常自信。
As he finished his preparation, he has self-confidence.
那他看见他讲章里面定义的这个爱呀、希腊原文有几个不同的词，要怎么解释，要怎么应用。
As he prepared, he had all these Greek translations. What does that mean and how to use it?
所以他信心满满。
So he's full of confidence.
那主日的早晨他来到聚会当中。
So as a Sunday morning he came to the gathering.
那在信息开始之前有这个敬拜的时间。
Before the message time there was this worship.
那就在敬拜的时候他里面有一个非常强烈的感觉。
During the worship time he has this touching.
他不应该讲他所预备的信息。
He should not be talking about this message.
所以当领会的派崔克弟兄结束之后。
So as the presider end.
他就请讲员上来来讲。
He invited the speaker.
那这位讲员就起身来到讲台上。
And he stood on the stage.
对弟兄姊妹说：“弟兄姊妹，我今天早上的信息是彼此相爱。”
Brother, and he said, "Brothers and sisters, today I'm going to share about, the topic is the loving one another."
然后他就合上圣经，回到座位上坐下。
And then he went back to his seat.
这样整个聚会沉默了大约两分钟。
And the whole gathering were silent for 2 minutes.
所有人都不知道发生了什么。
Nobody knows what is going on.
那领会的弟兄也非常紧张。
And the presider started getting nervous.
那就跑到这位讲员面前。
And he came to the speaker.
弟兄问他说：“我们要不要再唱一首诗歌？”
And he asked the brother, "Should we sing another hymn first?"
那这位讲员就再次回到讲台上。
And the pastor returned to the stage.
那跟弟兄姊妹讲说：“我今天早上的信息是彼此相爱。”
And he said to brothers and sisters, "Today my topic was about loving one another."
然后又回到座位上坐下。
And then he returned to his seat again.
如此反复了三四次。
And he did this repetitively three, four times.
那这时候当中的聚会当中的有位弟兄转向坐在他旁边的人。
And there was this brother sitting close to him.
说 ，Excuse me, 有什么事情我可以帮助你吗
？And he asked, "Brother, is there something I can help you?"
那我可以做什么事情能够让你能够感受到我爱你
？And then he said, "What can I do to make you feel comfortable?"
那陆陆续续就开始有更多的人为他坐在他们周围的弟兄姊妹。
And then more and more brothers and sisters come surrounding him.
所以他说，不长的时间，整个聚会充满了活力。
充满了。
不长时间。
充满了。
活力。
Oh, so not taking too long. This whole gathering is full of energy.
他说，在那一天，在那个聚会里面，很多有需要的弟兄姊妹都得到了帮助。
That day, a lot of brothers and sisters who need help received help.
那同样，下一个主日信息的时间又到。
So the next Sunday, another message time.
那他再次站在讲台上跟弟兄姊妹讲说：“我今天的信息是彼此相爱。”
And then he stood on the podium again and said, "Today's topic is about loving one another."
然后就回到座位上坐下。
And then he returned to his seat.
那这样的做法持续了三个月。
And then this happened to 3 Sundays.
他说，当然有很多的弟兄姊妹不同意他这样的做法，选择离开教会。
Some brothers and sisters do not agree to what he did and left the gathering.
但他说所有留下的弟兄姊妹都改变。
But the one who stayed changed.
那当这个三个月之后他再一次到讲台上来的时候，他跟弟兄姊妹讲说，今天神给我一个新的信息。
So then the fourth Sunday came and then he stood on top and again and he said, I'm going to share a new topic today.
那下面所有的弟兄姊妹都响起掌声。
下面
所有的弟兄姊妹都开始鼓掌。
And the brothers and sisters sitting there clap hand.
他说我今天早上的信息是爱人如己。
And he said, today I want to talk about loving the others like yourself.
那说完之后又回到座位上坐下。
And then he returned to his seat again.
那他说大约十分钟左右，聚会里面的弟兄姊妹陆陆续续的离开。
About 10 minutes later, brothers and sisters, some left gradually.
那大家回到家以后开始去敲邻居家的门。
And they went home and started knocking on other doors.
那跟邻居说，我是你的邻居，我是一个基督徒，有什么我可以为你做的？
And they knocked on the other neighbor's door and said, I'm your neighbor, I'm a Christian, what can I do for you?
说几周之后，教会开始陆陆续续的接到电话。
And then gradually start receiving phone calls.
询问他们说，你们就是那个很有爱心的教会吗？
And asking, are you the church full of love?
那他们就说，回答说我们是，有什么可以帮助你。
And they will say, yes, we are. What can we do for you?
从那个时候开始，有很多的新人开始进入教会，并在教会当中得到改变。
And a lot of new people start coming to church and being changed.
教会最大的变化就是从实实在在的做事开始。
And the biggest change of church is what we can do.
所以彼此相爱不仅是我们在嘴上说一说。
So loving one another is not only a word on our mouth.
也不是像我今天在这样信息里面简单的交通一下。
And not only what I share today.
盼望神能够感动我们，让我们能够把彼此相爱，做在实际的上面。
May we put love one another into action.
那彼此相爱其实是教会弟兄姊妹之间的纽带，是最强的粘合剂。
Loving one another is the biggest connection for brothers and sisters.
当我们愿意顺从神的话，让他的话来洁净我们的心的时候，我们才可以爱弟兄没有虚假。
When we are willing to obey God's word and let God's word to purify us, then we can love one another.
我们才可以彼此切实的相爱。
And then we can love one another sincerely.
求神帮助我们，让我们不再是一个旁观者。
And may the Lord help us.
在旁边批评指责教会。
That we can be a bystander to criticize our own church.
求主让我们每个人都有一个积极负责的态度来参与教会。
So that we have a sincere attitude to join church.
一起来面对我们的问题，一起来学习彼此相爱。
To face our problems and to learn how to love one another.
一起来同心合意的服侍我们的主。
And to be able to receive the Lord again together.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在来到你的面前，里面有很多很多的亏欠。
We came before you with shortfall.
主啊，尽管我们是蒙了何等大的恩，但是在彼此相爱上，主，我们没有办法成为你自己的见证。
Even though we receive such a great grace, but we cannot testify through our loving.
主啊，今天当我们在你面前重新思想的时候，是在求你帮助我，怜悯我。
As we meditate again before you, please help us.
一方面，你赦免我们一切的过犯和软弱。
Forgive all our sins.
一方面，主，求你再次圣灵把你的大爱浇灌在我们每个人的里面。
Allow Holy Spirit to pour among us.
让我们能够愿意学习彼此相爱，彼此洗脚。
May us be willing to learn loving one another.
求你祝福你自己的话。
And may you bless your own word.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.